Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Spindle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Gill. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. John Whitehead now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive towards short. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Hal Spindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Spindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Gale House's glove, towards Doerr, who fields it, throws to second, with Cronin covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey now playing second base. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoog. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Hal Spindle. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Roy Hughes pinch runs for Mel Mazara. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Johnny Berardino. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Clift scores. Hughes moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Don Hefner. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Hughes now playing second base. Mark Christman now playing shortstop. Joe Glenn now catching. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carey moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Tabor. Hoge moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoge scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Clift moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Clift scores. Sullivan moves to third. Hughes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Carey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 7, Browns, 7. Emerson Dickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Peacock now catching. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dickman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Carey reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Kramer bunts in front of the plate. Glenn fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.